The Shanti Mantra from Samaveda, this Shanti Mantra, it talks about what all the virtues mentioned in the Upanishad, may they come and take repose in me. This output is proportional to the input. If the input is wrong, output also wrong. If the input is ordinary, output also ordinary. If the input is brilliant, output also is brilliant. In our body, the 10 senses plus 1, the 11 senses are talked about, the 5 senses of output are called as karmendriya. Karmendriya, senses of output. Karmendriya, the output senses are legs, hands, you are talking and able to the lower apertures. Lower apertures, excretion and the procreation, 5 organs of action, output. What is the input? What the output is proportional to the what the input they get through 5 organs of knowledge called as Jnanendriya. Jnanendriya's input are to eyes, ears, nose, the taste and touch. They are the inputs. Input and according to the input they receive from the Jnanendriya, so is the output. Output, the karmendriya, so for a wrong action or bad action, we cannot punish the karmendriya. If a student doesn't do right, they hit on the knuckle. That karmendriya is punished. It is talking about karmendriya is not to be blamed. It talks about what the scripture is talking about in Bible also. It talks about the same concept, hate not the sinner, but hate the action. Hate the action, not the sinner. Karmendriya is not to be blamed, but it is to be blamed is the input it is receiving. Input it is receiving through the Jnanendriyas. The input it is Jnanendriya also, it is not the decision maker. Eyes gently see, simply sees. Ears hears. Able to talk. Mouth talks. How we see, how we hear, how we feel, how we talk, how we smell, it is dependent on the higher than the Jnanendriya, is called as mind. So, Jnanendriya also cannot be blamed for the wrong action, wrong output. What is to be blamed is the mind. The mind is the one decides how to take the information. How to see, everyone sees differently according to the mind. For the wrong output, what is to be blamed is the mind. In the Yoga Vasishta, it talks about manayeva manushyanam karanam bandha mokshayoho. The mind is the king. It decides how our output is and what the information our jnanendriyas are feeding into the karmendriya. Jnanendriya and Karmendriya are not responsible. Responsible is the mind. What it says, that if the mind, if you are associating only with ordinary people, the people of low interest, negative people, you also become like one among them. You become one among them, avidyaya vartamane, avidyaya mantare vartamane, swayam dhiraha panditam manyamanaha, janganyamana pariyanti mudaha, ande naiva niyamana yathandaha. Upanishad talks about the dull people. If you are associating with that one, janganyamana pariyanti mudaha, they wander about in the world aimlessly. They are leading, leaving the life, leading the life in the world, aimless, no goal in the life. Aimlessly, avidyaya varta manya, avidyaya antare vartamana. Their only possession is ignorance. And they still think, swayam dhira pandita manyamana. They still think they are the excellent. They are the best. They know everything. They, avidyaya, they say, swayam dhiraha pandita manyaman. They think they are the knowing everything. They are not willing to listen to everything. Aimlessly they move around. Ande naiva yatha niyamana yathandaha. Like a blind leading the another blind. Their, what is their contribution? They mislead others like one blind man leading the other. The same concept in Bible also comes about. It must have taken inspiration from Upanishad. It talks about if the one blind leading the other and both will fall into the pit. It's the Bible has taken up from the Mundaka Upanishad. It is the mind is to be blamed. How you enrich the mind in the manomaya mind. Manomaya kosha has three components. One is called as a mana, buddhi and ahankara. Mana means indecisive mind. Buddhi is called as a can help decisive mind. Ahankara is the selfish ego. The manomaya kosha by itself. Mana is regarded in the scripture as a wife. Buddhi is called as the husband. Ahankara is the selfish ego. The wife leads the husband like a henpecked husband, just follows the mind. Mind is not at all trained. The buddhi, like a henpecked husband, just follows the mana, leading to the ego sulking. Ego is never at ease. What it is talking about, mana eva, manomaya kosha has to be linked with vijnanamaya kosha. We have to link your manomaya to vijnanamaya kosha. Without linking, manomaya kosha keeps on giving ordinary input to jnanendriya. It get translated to karmendriya, leading to the ordinary living, ordinary work, negative work. When the manomaya kosha is connected to vijnanamaya kosha has one called as chitta. Chitta is called as unbiased knowledge. Unbiased knowledge, when the manomaya kosha is connected to the unbiased knowledge, it empowers the buddhi in manomaya kosha. It empowers the buddhi, then mana start following the buddhi in manomaya kosha. Other than the, if not connected, buddhi is following the mana. Now, buddhi means intellect. Intellect starts guiding the indecisive mind, no more indecisive. It banks on the decision made by the buddhi and manomaya kosha. Then manomaya kosha, enriched one, it starts guiding, giving the proper information to jnanendriya so that our actions becomes brilliant, not ordinary action. When it is not linked, our jnanendriya, it is talked about the actions, how they are, yatha pita tatha putra, yatha mata tatha putri. How the son is like a father. Oh, this son, oh, is like his father, ordinary. And how is this daughter? Oh, she is another mother, like her mother. No, the value what parents entertain, the children, how it follows, how when the manomaya kosha, when it linked that one, the children become brilliant. If it is not becoming that, like manomaya kosha, jnanendriya and karmendriya becomes ordinary. Becomes ordinary, and in our life, unless we have a touch of an inspired person in our life, manomaya kosha won't get connected to vijnanamaya kosha. You need a touch of inspired person in your life. Without that one, manomaya kosha is feeding only wrong information to jnanendriya. You need that one. When you have a touch of an inspired person in your life, manomaya kosha gets connected to vijnanamaya kosha. Further, it leads to immense joy, anandamaya kosha. You start tapping into the joy in your life. If the manomaya kosha is not connected to vijnanamaya kosha, it is yet another squandered life. If you do not want to squander the life, you have to connect that one to the vijnanamaya kosha.